Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Don Goldberg, and I want to welcome you to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. With me this afternoon is Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, welcome. I'm glad to be here.
I didn't mean to wake you up.
Welcome. No. I'm just looking at the data and the internet here that I was going to talk about.
Okay, good. Anyway, Arnie and Sam Forbes have the day off. We're going to talk about this week something very interesting. During the past week, one of our longtime customers at Wilner Chemists asked me about the herb saw palmetto. Now, he's an older man, about my age, actually, and he's been taking a prostate formula, something with the herb saw palmetto in it for some time now, even though he does not have any symptoms associated with prostate problems. Now, so the question that came up is whether or not it makes sense for a man to take a saw palmetto type supplement purely for prevention. In other words, if you don't have symptoms of prostate problems, should you take saw palmetto or something along those lines? Now, it's a very good question, and I thought it would make a good opening topic for today's show. So I'm going to start off by asking Dr. Podell to give us a quick rundown of what the symptoms of prostate problems are and the types of prostate problems they may be associated with. Dr. Podell.
Okay. It's really, really important to understand there are two very different kinds of prostate problems. There's what they call benign prostatic hypertrophy, where the prostate enlarges. This tends to occur with an age, and it affects most men, although for only a relatively small fraction are the symptoms so serious as to, say, require an operation or to require medication. There are people who need it. But for most people, it's a very benign condition, and it may cause no symptoms at all. The telltale symptoms would be if you're starting to get increased urinary frequency, particularly if it's difficulty getting the stream of urine flowing and that you're only tending to put out small amounts. And when taken to the extreme that the prostate enlarges enough to really make urination difficult, it may also put back pressure on the kidneys and be involved in causing deterioration of kidney function. So benign prostatic hypertrophy is an important thing. It can cause problems, but it takes a long, long time to develop, and in that sense is a benign condition. The prostate cancer is something else entirely. Prostate cancer can develop in people whose prostates are not enlarged or in people whose prostates are enlarged. And the problem of cancer, of course, is that it can spread and can cause severe damage and in some cases of very aggressive prostate cancers can cause death. we recommend that all men over age 50 and even younger, if there's a history, family history of prostate cancer, have a prostate examination with the idea of feeling, are there any asymmetries about the prostate? Are there any lumps about the prostate? And also to get the PSA, prostate-specific antigen test, periodically, preferably on an annual basis as well, to see are there signs that should make one go quickly to the urologist to deal with a potential prostate cancer. Two different problems, but they both increase in frequency with age.
Okay. Now, of course, as I've been following the news and the research studies, the PSA test itself is coming under a little bit of a fire, isn't it? It may not be quite as meaningful as we had thought it was a few years ago.
Well, it's the problem with the PSA test is that it goes up in people who have benign prostatic hypertrophy, and it goes up in prostate cancer, and it's often very hard to tell the difference. And so what you have is people who are getting multiple biopsies as they keep following a modestly high PSA. Is there a cancer there? Is it not a cancer? And what gets in on top of it is that there's some uncertainty as to whether or not finding it earlier really makes a difference.
Okay. Now getting back to BPH, benign prostatic hyperplasia, which is just basically the enlargement of the prostate, which in turn causes the symptoms. The impression I get when I go to when I have my annual checkup is the key question always seems to be, do you have to get up at night to go to the bathroom? You know, does it kind of wake you up from sleep?
Yes.
That seems to be like the crossing point to where it becomes a worthy of attention. Is that correct?
That's right. Because, okay, you know, milder increase in urinary frequency generally one would put up with. As it starts getting more severe, then you really have to ask, is this doing damage to the kidneys? Is this disrupting your sleep so much that you're not going to be healthy from that?
Okay. All right. So now let's take a look at the role played by supplements in treating an enlarged prostate. The gold standard is, of course, saw palmetto. Saw palmetto can be used by itself or it can be used in combination with other agents, nettle, for example, apigeum, zinc, other things. Now, you may not know this, but saw palmetto once was an official drug in the United States. It was listed in the United States Pharmacopeia from 1906 to 1916 and in the National Formulary from 1926 to 1950. Now, what's impressive about saw palmetto is that there are many, many published studies that show positive results. Not every study shows positive results, but there are a lot of good studies that indeed show that it works. In fact, it works, according to these studies, often as good as some of the prescription drugs do. Now, we're not going to get into all of these studies now, as that's not really what I want to have be the focus of today's discussion. If you want to read about the studies, it's very easy. One way is to go to our website, www.wilner.com, that's Wilner with two L's, and click on the link to additional information that's right at the bottom of the homepage. You can also go directly to www.vitasearch.com, Vita, V-I-T-A, search.com, and they'll have a link to health notes and some other good reference material.
Yeah, those are good references, Don. I think we should look at saw palmetto and look that it has several actions. For one thing, it's anti-inflammatory. It suppresses inflammation. For another, it seems to have anti-androgenic actions. What does that mean? Prostate enlargement seems to be related to increased levels of DHT, or dihydrotestosterone. That is a metabolite that comes from the male hormone testosterone. But it's a more potent form. The conversion of testosterone to DHT may actually increase as men get older, and this is thought to be related to the development of prostate problems. It was thought at one time that saw palmetto reduces levels of DHT the same way as the prescription drug finasteride does, and that is by inhibiting an enzyme called 5-alpha reductase, and that's involved in the conversion of testosterone to DHT.
Okay, but opinion on that is changing, and we now think that the mechanism is less direct and less hormonal in nature. A new research indicates that it might work by actually blocking the hormone DHT from binding to the prostate cells themselves. Another theory is that it works through a prostaglandin-mediated mechanism, perhaps reducing the inflammation and things of that sort. Okay, so we can say that it works to alleviate the symptoms of BPH. I don't think that there is much question as to whether or not it should be used when symptoms are present. But some men who worry about developing prostate problems want to take it before any signs or symptoms present themselves. And that's what I want to discuss next. But before we get to that, let's take a quick break, and then I'm going to open up the mic here, and Dr. Podell and I will discuss whether or not this concept of taking it totally prophylactically is indeed a good idea. Now, let me first say that we'll start taking your calls as soon as we finish this discussion, which shouldn't be too much longer. So let me give you the phone number, 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, or the topic we're discussing, prostate problems and saw palmetto and so forth, please feel free to give us a call. That's 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back after a quick word from some of our sponsors.
New Zealand blackcurrant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentrations of unique polyphenols. New Zealand blackcurrants promote healthy eye function. How? By renewing the rhodopsin pigment in your eyes, which helps you see in dim light. Renewed rhodopsin also alleviates eye fatigue and floaters caused by computer screens and similar technologies. New Zealand blackcurrants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins. These flavonoids are powerful antioxidants. Black currants from New Zealand mean the highest purity and potency due to its clean environment and strong southern latitude sun. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jaru Formula's black currant extract in capsules, Jaru's Vision Optimizer formula, or Jaru's famous 4-to-1 juice extract. Jaru Formula's, your source of high potency New Zealand black currant super formulas.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg again. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You will find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Currently, we have the full lines of Source Naturals and Planet Herbals on sale at 35% off list. And at 30% off list, we have the full lines of Rainbow Light, American Health, Natrol, Health Plus, Camel Care, Sambucol, and more. Check out the full sale listing on our website, www.wilner.com. And if you don't have our current product reference catalog, you should. It's free. Pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. If you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you can just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3, leave your name and address, and we'll put you on the list and send you these things. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. If you don't want to call, you can visit our website. I already mentioned the name, wilner.com, and you can subscribe online. Of course, the best thing is to visit us live at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta, Georgia. In Manhattan, our Midtown store store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist, your nutritional supplement professionals, will start taking your calls and finish our discussion in just a moment.
Did you know that almost a quarter of today's prescription drugs are based on chemicals found in plants? And studies have shown that herbal remedies can be particularly effective in keeping people well. That's why Sprunk Janssen products work alongside modern medicine. Their formulas are based on traditional Greek-Arabic medicine, the original basis for European herbalism and modern pharmaceuticals. So if you want to find a safe and effective way to keep your heart healthy, spice up your love life, relieve red, dry, and itchy skin, or address other health challenges you may be having, stop by your nearest natural food store and look for the beautiful butterfly boxes that are exclusively Sprunk Janssen, a company whose concentrated synergistic formulas combine modern science with herbal wisdom. Find out more about healthy lifestyle and skincare at Sprunk Janssen's website, sprunk-janssen.com.
If you are looking for a high-quality, high-potency vegetarian digestive enzyme supplement, have I got a deal for you. Doctor's Best Digestive Enzyme Supplement is now on sale at half price. This vegetarian formula is a uniquely formulated, full-spectrum, high-potency digestive enzyme blend created to complement and support the body's own digestive capacities. Each capsule provides the body with enzymes designed to optimally aid the digestion of fats, proteins, and carbohydrates present in both cooked and raw food. The formula also supplies additional enzymes that break down vegetables, beans, grains, and the digestion of sugars. In addition, this complete pH-stable broad-spectrum formula contains friendly bacteria to uniquely complement the action of the digestive enzymes. Whatever your problem, if improved digestion can help, this is the product for you. And the good news is it's on sale. Doctor's Best, Best Digestive Enzymes Vegetarian 90 Veggie Cap size is now on sale at Wilner Chemist at one half price. That's only $19.99 a bottle. Doctor's Best Digestive Enzymes. You'll feel better for it.
And here's a special offer to our radio listeners. I ask for a free copy of the 16-page booklet on enzymes in health and disease when you order Best Digestive Enzymes.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell. You're listening to The Wilner Window, and we're going to continue our discussion of prostate supplements. And the question that Dr. Podell is going to comment on is whether or not it's a good idea for men who are not experiencing symptoms of an enlarged prostate to take a saw palmetto type product purely from a prophylactic standpoint. Dr. Right. Podell.
Well, if what we mean by prevention in this case has to do with benign prostatic hypertrophy, I think the answer is that we don't want to put everybody on saw palmetto. And the reason is that of those people who might take it preventively, the vast majority of them are not going to go on to significant prostatic obstruction that would require medical action, at least if they are, not for decades. And so I think it would be a very low priority if you had a list of all the things that you could take. You would want to work on other things such as heart disease prevention, cancer prevention, and so on. Now, the question then becomes, well, what about prostate cancer? And there there are some people who feel that a saw palmetto type medicine might have preventive effects on prostate cancer, but you'd actually have no data that really says it does. At the same time, you have certain people that seem to be advocating that finasteride, the drug Proscar, be used for prostate cancer as a preventative. And there what you have is a very interesting set of data that actually causes me some concern. there was a major study done that seemed to suggest that Proscar does reduce the chances of developing prostate cancer. But those prostate cancers that actually developed were of a more aggressive, potentially deadly form than among the people who were taking placebo. So I think at this point we know too little about prostate cancer prevention, I think, to warrant taking salt palmetto as a preventative, because nobody's done that study. And with the finasteride study, they were unpleasantly surprised to find that, yeah, maybe it helps in some cases, like the benign cases, but maybe it doesn't help in the more aggressive cases.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. From a general philosophical standpoint, I usually don't like to recommend supplements unless there's some reason for taking it. And you made a very good point. If in the ranking of all of the concerns or things that you might be want to addressing with your supplement program, there are probably more important things to be targeting when designing your regimen of supplements. On the other hand, one could say, well, is there really any danger in taking it? And probably not. But again, we don't really know for sure because we don't know for sure what the mechanism is. If it is a hormonal mechanism and we really are affecting the conversion of one hormone to a more active form, that kind of worries me a little bit. And just as a general thing, I'm reluctant to have people do that. On the other hand, as I said before, some of the research indicates that may not be what's happening. It may be a prostaglandin-mediated thing. It may just be the blocking of the receptor sites on the prostate gland itself to the DHT. So we don't know for sure. On the other hand, again, I'm giving you a lot of other hands here.
This is the third hand, right?
This is on the third hand. I was thinking about this, and it suddenly hit me. You know, we think the active constituents of salt palmetto and related products are sterols, plant sterols. Beta-cytosterol, for example, is even marketed as a product by itself. But this is the same basic type of product that is used for reducing cholesterol.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And when you stop, and all of a sudden it hit me, but well, gee, we're recommending it, you know, people are taking it long term for cholesterol reduction. But on the fourth hand, that's being, you know, you're treating, you're using it for a therapeutic purpose for treating the cholesterol problem. If you didn't have the cholesterol problem, maybe the equation would move back to, well, maybe we shouldn't be taking it for no actual reason. So I guess there is a little bit of controversy, and we don't really have a definite answer. So all we can do is sort of give you the pros and cons either way, and you can decide for yourself. I still feel that you probably have other things that are more worthy of concern than a non-existent prostate problem when you start working on your
Yeah, I mean, for instance, there's some evidence to suggest that omega-3 oils, fish oils, might be helpful in preventing cancer of that sort. Vitamin D, possibly. We don't have real good data on that, but we have lots of other reasons why we want people to take that anyway.
Okay. All right. The next thing that I want to talk about very briefly, and then we will get to the phones, is the question of, if you're going to be using salt palmetto, what type of a supplement would you want to be utilizing? And we'll briefly discuss the various types of salt palmetto and prostate treatment products. And we'll get to that right after this next break, which will include a check on the traffic. So we'll be back in just a moment.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B Complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life Vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life Vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Okay, now for the highlight of the show, the traffic report.
And traffic is brought to you by the New York Times. Times Talks presents best-selling novelist E.L. Doctorow, interviewed by author Russell Shortko on Wednesday, September 9th. Buy tickets now at timestalks.com. Into the city at the George Washington Bridge, heading to the upper deck, 25 to 30 minutes. Lower levels at 25 minutes app, and no reported delays. Incident-free at the Lincoln Tunnel. It met up the Holland Tunnel, a 15-minute wait from both the New Jersey Turnpike and Routes 1 and 9, and 10 minutes exiting from Canal Street. Incident-free at the Tappan Zee Bridge, moving from Rockland to Westchester. Fishkill on I-84 westbound at exit 13, an accident now being cleared. A second accident westbound right at exit 12. That is still being attended to on the Cross Island Parkway in both directions between the LIE and the Whitestone Expressway. Still seeing some heavy traffic. And in southern New Jersey, Garden State Parkway northbound between exit 67 and 69. Still seeing very heavy traffic. And southbound, no reported problems. I'm Ion Levinson, News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Bird. Anti-aging 3 collagen contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production. To renew your body from the inside out, slow down your aging process, stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back indeed. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell. You're listening to the Wilner Window. We're going to just finish up our conversation very quickly about salt palmetto and prostate products, and then we're going to get to the phones. We already have a number of people waiting, so please be a little bit more patient. We'll get to you shortly. The number here, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, now, for those men who do indeed feel the need for taking a salt palmetto type prostate formula, the question then is, well, what type of supplement is best? Well, as is often the case, there is no real one answer to what's best. You have certain choices. At one time, salt palmetto berries were commonly prescribed by eclectic doctors as an alcoholic fluid extract. And there was a wide dosage range of 1 to 60 drops based on the individual diagnosis. Now, the modern liquid extracts are used at a dose of about 30 drops up to four times a day. A Wilner Chemist, for example, has an excellent salt palmetto product of that type in the new Phytotex line. It's a full-spectrum salt palmetto fluid extract, 1 to 2 strength, and the recommended dose is 30 to 60 drops twice a day.
Well, many of the latest studies use a standardized lipostyrolic extract in capsules. I personally prefer to take a capsule, but many people do prefer the old-fashioned herbalistic, more natural way, perhaps. Any case, 160 milligrams, and such products are available from numerous reputable manufacturers. There is one study that indicated that a single 320 milligram dose capsule taken once a day was as effective as two 160 milligram doses taken in the twice-a-day fashion. Either way, and with either type of supplement, it should be noted that salt palmetto must be used continuously, and it may take 4 to 6 weeks for results. Also, recent thinking is that the salt palmetto does not interfere with the PSA test readings, and that's important because the PSA being followed can be affected by certain estrogenic-like potions.
Okay, so we have liquid extract and we have the standardized lipid fraction capsules available. They both work. I can tell you what probably does not work, in my opinion, a tea. Even though there are some teas, I believe, in the health food stores. Here is where, in my opinion, again, common sense comes into play. It seems pretty clear that it's the fat-soluble components of the salt palmetto berry that are the active or the important part of the active constituents. You would not expect those components to be dissolved in tea, which is basically a hot water extraction. Okay, now, my recommendation, actually, for men with a serious prostate problem is to actually combine, to get the best of both, combine the full-spectrum liquid extract of salt palmetto with one of the standardized capsule products. I feel that that assures the highest potency, broad spectrum of activity of the plant. Also, before we leave the topic, let me point out that in that Wilner Chemist Phytotech line, we also have a product that's called BPH Formula. And the BPH formula combines the salt palmetto berry extract along with other active treatments for enlarged prostate, such as nettle root and things of that sort. So, and I like that product quite a bit also. It's in a liquid fluid extract, and again, it's called BPH Complex. Okay, I think we've given you some food for thought on the question of prostate supplements, especially as a preventative. So, as I promised, let's move on to the telephones. And our first caller now seems to be Jerry in Manhattan. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Jerry. How can we help you?
Hi, how you doing? I've been having a prostate problem for a long time, and I've been through different supplements and products and stuff. Now I'm taking this Sterol, and it works, you know, but the problem is it makes you break out, and the same thing happened when I took Flomax. It makes you break out in like in a rash. Is anything can be taken? It works really good, so I want to keep taking it, but is anything can be done to counteract the rash?
Well, when you say you're taking sterol, you mean like a beta cytosterol extract,
yeah.
I believe.
Right. And it works even better than sulfamethyl for me.
Well, okay, but if you're sure that it's what's causing the rash, then I think you've answered your question. You have to look for something, you know.
Well, unless it's an additive, the question is if you get it from a different brand or in a different form. Is this as a liquid or as a capsule?
No, it's a pill. It's a pill. It's not a capsule. It's a regular pill.
That's not the only product that contains a beta cytosterol.
So okay.
What I would suggest, since you are convinced that it works, what you might want to do is give us a call at the store. We can recommend a few other brands of the same basic product, and you could try a different brand. We can't promise you, you know, that it won't give you the rash. That's not a common complaint.
Right. So the question is it really what's causing the rash or is it coincidental? Because Flomax is totally different from the plant sterols, and you wouldn't expect them to have the same side effect. So maybe this is coincidental and the rash is coming and going independently.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. And again, you know, this is a case where if you can't find an extract of the beta cytosterol, you may have to take a step back to the more complete plant extract like a salt palmetto or a blend of things that contain, you know, this is one of the arguments for using these natural product extracts rather than the isolated ingredients. Sometimes you may think that they're not as strong, but that's not always how it works out. You have the synergistic activity of numerous compounds in there that might end up working as well or almost as well without some of the side effects. That's a classic situation. So that's another option for you, okay? All right, let's go to our next caller. Steve from Manhattan, welcome to the Wilna Window. How can we help you today?
Hi, I have a question. I broke my ankle. And I have a sudden onset of some kind of arthritis. I think it's rheumatoid. And I want to know what I could do for it alternatively.
Wait, I'm sorry. It was diagnosed as rheumatoid?
No, it's not diagnosed. No.
Is it only in your ankle area?
No. I have my symptoms are stiff in the morning and fatigue. And I have pain in both my hands.
Okay, and you've asked your doctor about this?
No, I've been to my orthopedic surgeon only. That's it.
Well, okay, Dr. Podell.
The bottom line is we don't know what it is, and that to guess that it's rheumatoid, I think, is premature. I mean, you could be coming down with Lyme disease. You could be coming down with all sorts of things, including rheumatoid, as a possibility. I think you need the diagnosis first before you start taking things. There are all sorts of anti-inflammatory type nutrients that can be helpful in rheumatoid, but we don't know that's what you have. And it's important to find out what you have.
Well, it's in my family. That's why I thought I'd have the same thing as that.
Well, that may be, and everything you're saying may be correct, but Dr. Podell's point is right on. You know, and you really want to get a diagnosis, if for no other reason, in my opinion, if for no other reason than to rule out other possible causes.
Sure.
That's really the thing. I mean, we can start recommending things for, you know, if you did indeed have arthritis, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid, but still, get a good diagnosis first and then give us a call and we'll tell you which supplements would be appropriate for that particular actual problem.
You know, not to be scary, maybe you developed an infection in the bones from the ankle thing, and the fatigue and the sweats or the stiffness is secondary to that kind of inflammation.
Because you say a sudden onset. If this happened quickly, Dr. Podell, I mean, if you have an arthritis condition, it doesn't happen overnight.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, it can.
It
can.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
It can start overnight, but if you want to put in conjunction with the fractured ankle, I can think of other causes other than rheumatoid, and you'd feel really, really bad if you missed one of them, and go off and treat it as rheumatoid, and it turned out to really to be, say, an infection in the bone.
Okay, Steve, so, you know, we're not trying to avoid giving you an answer. I mean, we'd love to come and have you buy some EPA DHA-rich fish oil and some glucosamine and chondroitin and maybe some MSM and all kinds of things that will help you with the arthritis, but I'd rather, I think, you know, to be giving you good advice, we have to say get a diagnosis first, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, then talk to us again when you do. All right, thanks for that call. Okay, well, I don't want to take the next call because we're almost up to the point where we have to take a break. So let's take the break a little bit early, and then we'll have the full unrushed time with the next caller. The number here, let me give you the number again, 1-800-321-0710. It's free. It works from all over the East Coast. Actually, it works from all over the country, including Georgia, by the way. 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, or nutrition, please give us a call. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we're going to pause for a moment first to bring you an educational minute from Dr. Duffy Mackay, which is brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy Mackay with a nutrition update. Did you know that omega-3 fatty acids play a distinct role in protecting the eyes? It's true. Research shows that omega-3 fats from fish oil protect eye cells from free radical damage, support healthy vision, and promote optimal tissue moisture. Your eyes have a unique biochemical demand for the omega-3 fats, EPA and DHA from fish oil. Omega-3 fats, which are almost absent from the typical Western diet, are highly concentrated within the eye and are necessary to maintain healthy structure and function of these delicate tissues. Omega-3 levels within the eye have been shown to support internal repair systems that operate in response to oxidative stress and inflammation. The protective action of omega-3 fatty acids in the eye is associated with a decreased likelihood of having age-related damage to eye tissue. The newest research findings in human clinical trials show that omega-3 fats from fish oil provide the foundation for healthy eyes, good vision, and optimal ocular moisture. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy Mackay.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Did you know that most probiotic brands state their potency claim at the time of manufacture? You really don't know how many active live cultures you're really getting when you take those products. Not with Nature's Way Primidophilus probiotics. All Nature's Way probiotics come with a true potency guarantee. That's right, a true potency guarantee, meaning Nature's Way probiotics are guaranteed to be the full potency the entire shelf life. When they say you'll get 15 billion active cultures in the new Primidophilus probifia, that's what you're getting. 15 billion active cultures. Also, with Primidophilus Intensive, which has 100 billion active cultures per dose, you're really getting 100 billion. Nature's Way has taken the guesswork out of probiotics with the true potency guarantee. When you take Primidophilus probiotics, you can be assured that what you're taking is really what you're getting. Finally, a probiotic with real guts and a true potency guarantee to back it up. Primidophilus probiotics with true potency guarantee exclusively from Nature's Way. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell. You're listening to The Will in the Window. And before we get back to the telephones, I just want to take a moment to tell you that this portion of The Will in the Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way probiotic products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Okay, let's get back to the telephones. And let's talk with Nick from White Horse Station in New Jersey. Welcome to the Will in the Window. Nick, how can we help you?
Hello, guys. I just wanted to jump in the conversation with the salt palmetto. I don't have a prostate problem, but I think it helps with my hair loss. I don't have a great hair loss, but I thought there was some hair loss. And when I was taking the salt palmetto, I think it helps the conversion of DHEA, or rather from attacking my hair follicles.
Well, you're probably right. We've talked about this a number of times over the years. I used to kind of jokingly mention it many, many years ago, but now I see it mentioned in the literature quite a bit. Theoretically, it does make sense. I think a normal male pattern baldness is indeed related to the testosterone to DHT conversion.
Yes.
So theoretically, Dr. Podell shaking his
yes.
head.
Mm-hmm. I've seen as I say, people who said the same thing. I don't think there's been any formal studies of it, but it's not surprising.
I think there might. In researching the first part of a conversation, mm-hmm. I did see it mentioned a couple places. There may be some, not really great convincing studies that would, but there may be some actual work that supports that. Concept. So, Nick, you're not imagining things. It probably did indeed have that effect. Of course, if that's really what you want to do, there's more heroic measures that you can take. You know, assuming you've already had all the children that you need to have and things of that sort. But that's pretty drastic. Okay.
So you don't think it's doing anything negative to the product?
Well, that was the gist of our conversation at the beginning of the show. Probably not.
Right.
Like we said, depending on, we don't know for sure exactly what's happening, but if the theories that are now put forward are correct, it's probably not that different than the sterols that are being taken for cholesterol management and so forth. So, we don't have any concrete basis for saying that you're endangering yourself. Okay?
Excellent. Thank you, guys.
All right. Okay. Thanks for that call. Okay. Let's go now to Steve from Brooklyn. Welcome to the Will in the Window, Steve. How can we help you today?
Yes. How are you doing, Don? I was a little confused about the maximum daily allowance of vitamin A. I have one product which says 10,000 IU to 200%. I have another product which says 2,500 IU. 50%, and I can't understand the incongruity there.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
It does. In other words, if 100% is 5,000.
No, he said 100. He said 10,000 was.
I see. Was
10,000 was 200. Another product says 2,500 is 50%.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. 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 In other words, the
so
recommended
10,000 is 100%.
Right.
20,000 would be 200%, and 50% would be 5,000, and 25% would be 2,500.
No, but
you also the problem, but that's not really of any importance. The problem with vitamin A. See, you have to also read the labels carefully when you're talking about vitamin A, because it gets complicated now, in that they oftentimes are giving you the activity of vitamin A, even though it's it's coming from two different things. Sometimes the product will contain some actual preformed vitamin A along with some beta carotene or natural carotenoids. So very often it can be confusing because they'll give you the amount of the carotenoids, the amount of the vitamin A, and then the total vitamin A activity. More to the point is that these days we become a little bit concerned with how much actual preformed vitamin A, and especially if you're a woman who might get pregnant, people are being told don't take more than 2,500, 5,000 units of actual preformed vitamin A. That does not apply, of course, to the carotene or the carotenoid content. You can take as much of that as you want to until you start turning orange, and then you back off. The recommended dose used to be, as I think you see on the labels, around 10,000 units. But again, you rarely find 10,000 units of actual preformed vitamin A in a product anymore because of the safety concerns. Am I answering your question or not?
Well, not exactly, because the product which says 10,000 IU says a percent daily value 200%.
Well, then maybe it's
5,000 is the 100%.
What is it, 5,000?
Yeah, I think that's the recommended.
Okay, all right. All right, well, okay, so if, okay, the problem is that product says one thing, and you have another product that seems to contradict that?
Right, the other product says 2,500 IU, 50%, which is a big disparity.
Well, that's what I don't understand, because if 5,000 is 100%, why wouldn't 2,500 be 50% and 10,000 be 200%?
Oh, I'm thinking 25,000. Right. 2,500. Excuse me. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry.
I guess we're all a little confused.
Yeah.
But again,
I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was.
The only person who's not confused is Dr. Fidel. Okay. So is that the question?
I mean, so above 10,000 IU could be toxic, or is it?
Well, the primary concern with vitamin A toxicity is for women who might become pregnant.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And there's some concerns about higher doses for other people, but they're sort of flimsy concerns at this point, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a and the problem in my mind is that because of this, some women become overly paranoid about it and think that they shouldn't be taking any vitamin A, and that's a mistake. I think a lot of supplements have now completely replaced the preformed vitamin A with beta carotene or the carotenoids, and I think that's a mistake too. I think you should get some preformed vitamin A. I've seen too much research over the years and had too much experience with the effect of actual vitamin A on the mucous membranes and certain other problems. So my personal feeling is I prefer to get at least some of the vitamin A content as actual preformed vitamin A. And if you limit that to between 2,000 and 5,000 units, I don't think there's any reason for concern at all. Okay?
Between 5 and 10,000 units. Okay.
Yeah, of the preformed.
The
now,
preformed,
you can be
right.
You can take carotenoids or beta carotene, well, preferably natural carotenoids, in many thousands and thousands of units and not have a problem. The body only converts the amount of carotene to vitamin A that it needs. Okay, so there isn't any concern about the toxicity of the carotenoids. The toxicity of carotenoids consists of making your skin turn yellow, and it's a totally reversible thing, and there's no real harm done. So that's really the bottom line there. Just keep, look at the label carefully, make sure you're looking at the preformed vitamin A content, and keep that between 2,000 to 5,000 units. Okay. Thank you for that call, Steve. As you folks can tell by the nice music, it's time for us to pause for another brief message, and then we'll be right back.
The
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know, and here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell. We're your Wilner Chemist, nutritional supplement professionals. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primatophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. All Nature's Way probiotic products are available at Wilner Chemist's, discount priced, of course. I want to remind you that this is a two-hour show. We hope you'll stay tuned for the next hour. For those of you on the phone, please wait. We will get to your calls shortly. We'll be back right after this break for the news.